ജയം വിഷുപാദ പരമഹംസ പരിവ്രാജകാചാര്യ അഷ്ടോത്തരശതശ്രീ ശ്രീമാൻ അഭയചരണാരവിന്ദ ഭക്തവേദാന്ത ഗോസ്വാമി മഹാരാഷ്ട്രയിലെ പ്രഭുപാദയ്ക്ക് ജയം നിത്യലീല പ്രവിഷ്ട വിഷ്ണുപാദ പരമഹംസ പരിവ്രാജകാചാര്യ അഷ്ടോത്തരശതശ്രീ ശ്രീമാൻ ഭക്തസിദ്ധാന്ത സരസ്വതി മഹാരാഷ്ട്രയിലെ പ്രഭുപാദയ്ക്ക് അനന്തകോടി വൈഷ്ണവ വൃന്ദയ്ക്ക് നാമാചാര്യ ശ്രീ ഹരിദാസ് ഠാക്കൂർക്ക് പ്രേം സഹോ ശ്രീകൃഷ്ണ ചൈതന്യ പ്രഭു നിത്യാനന്ദ ശ്രീ അദ്വൈത ഗദാധാര ശ്രീവാസാദി ഗൗര ഭക്തവൃന്ദയ്ക്ക് ശ്രീ ശ്രീ രാധാകൃഷ്ണ ഗോപഗോപിനാഥ ശ്യാമകുണ്ട രാധാകുണ്ട ഗിരി ഗോവർദ്ധാനയ്ക്ക് വൃന്ദാവൻ ധാമയ്ക്ക് മായപ്പൂർ ധാമയ്ക്ക് മധുരപുരി ധാമയ്ക്ക് ജഗന്നാഥ് പുരിധാമയ്ക്ക് ദ്വാരകാപുരിധാമയ്ക്ക് ഗംഗമായിക്ക് യമുനമായിക്ക് തുളസിദേവിക്ക് ഭക്തിദേവിക്ക് സമവേദ ഭക്തവൃന്ദയ്ക്ക് ഗോർ പ്രേമനന്ദി ഓൾ ഗ്ലോറീസ് ടു ദി അസംബിൾ ഡിവോട്ടീസ് ഓൾ ഗ്ലോറീസ് ടു ദി അസംബിൾ ഡിവോട്ടീസ് ഓൾ ഗ്ലോറീസ് ടു ദി അസംബിൾ ഡിവോട്ടീസ് ഓൾ ഗ്ലോറീസ് ഓൾ ഗ്ലോറി ശിഷ്യ ശ്രീ ഗുരുവൻ ശ്രീ ഗൗരാംഗ് ഓൾ ഗ്ലോറി ശിഷ്യ പ്രഭുപാദ് നമോ വിഷ്ണുപദായ കൃഷ്ണപ്രസ്ഥായ ഭൂതലേ ശ്രീമതി ഭക്തിവേദാന്ത സ്വാമിനിധി നാമിനേ നമസ്തേ സരസ്വതി ദേവീം ഗൗരവാണി പ്രചാരിണേ നിർവിശേഷ ശൂന്യവാദി പാശ്ചാത്യദേശധാരിണി ഓം നമോ ഭഗവതേ വാസുദേവായ ഓം നമോ ഭഗവതേ വാസുദേവായ ഓം നമോ ഭഗവതേ വാസുദേവായ സംസാരസാഗരേ മഗ്നം ദീനം മാം കരുണാനിധേ കർമ്മഗ്രാഹഗൃഹീതാംഗം മാമുദ്ധര ഭവാർണവാദ് ശ്രീമദ്ഭാഗവദാഖ്യോയം പ്രത്യക്ഷ കൃഷ്ണമേവ ഹി സ്വീകൃതോസി മയാനാഥ മുക്ത്യർത്ഥം ഭവസാഗരേ മനോരഥേ മദീയോയം സഫലാ സർവദാ ത്വയാ നിർവിഘ്നേനൈവ കർത്തവ്യം ദാസോഹം തവ കേശവ ഭവേ ഭവേ യഥാ ഭക്തി പാദയോർസ്തവ ജായതേ തഥാ കുരുഷ്വ ദേവേശ നാദസ്ത്വം നോ യദ പ്രഭോ നാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം യസ്യ സർവപാപ പ്രണാശനം പ്രണാമോ ദുഃഖശമനം തം നമാമി ഹരിം പരം ജന്മാദ്യസ്യ യതോന്വയാദിതരദ ചാത്തേഷ്വഭിജ്ഞസ്വരാൻ തേനേ ബ്രഹ്മഹൃദായ ആദികവയേ മുഹ്യന്തി യത്സൂരയ തേജോ വാരിമൃതം യഥാ വിനിമയോ യത്ര ത്രിസർഗോ മൃഷാം ധാംനാ സ്വേന സദാ നിരസ്തകുഹകം സത്യം പരം ധീമഹി ധർമ്മപ്രോജ്ജിത കൈതവോത്രപരമോ നർമ്മത്സരാണാം സദാം വേദ്യം വാസ്തവമത്ര വസ്തു ശിവദം താപത്രയോന്മൂലനം ശ്രീമദ്ഭാഗവതേ മഹാമുനി കൃതേ കിം വാ പരൈരീശ്വര സദ്യോ ഹൃദ്യവരുദ്ധ്യേത്ര കൃതിഭി ശുശ്രൂഷുഭേ തക്ഷണ നിഗമകൽപ്പതരോർഗലിതം ഫലം ശുകമുഖാദമൃതദ്രവ സംയുതം പിബത ഭാഗവതം രസമാലയം മുഹുരഹോ രസികാ ഭുവി ഭാവുകാ സച്ചിദാനന്ദരൂപായ വിശ്വോൽപത്യാദിഹേതവേ താപത്രയ വിനാശായ ശ്രീകൃഷ്ണായ വയം നുമാ യം പ്രവ്രജന്തം ഹനുവേദമവേദകൃത്യം ദ്വൈവാഹ്യനോ വിരഹകാതരമജ്ജുഹവാം പുത്രേതി തന്മൈതയത്തരവോഭിനേതു തം സർവഭൂതഹൃദയം മുനിമാനതോസ്മി യസ്വാനുഭാവമഖില ശ്രുതിസാരമേകം അധ്യാത്മദീപം അതിഥിതീർഷദാം തമോന്ധം സംസാരിണാം കരുണയാ പുരാണഗുഹ്യം തം വ്യാസസൂനുമുപയാമി ഗുരും മുനീനാം നാരായണം നമസ്കൃത്യ നരം ചൈവ നരോത്തമം ദേവീം സരസ്വതീം വ്യാസം തതോ ജയമുദീരയേ കമനീയ കിശോരമുഗ്ധമൂർത്തേ കളവേണുക്കുണിതാ ദദാനനേന്ദോഹോ മമ വാചി വിജൃംഭതാം മുരാരേ മധുരീം ന കണികാപി കാപി കാപി నమామం విష్ణుపదాయ కృష్ణప్రస్థాయ భూతలి శ్రీమదే భక్తివేదాంత స్వామిన్ ఇది నామినే నమస్తే సరస్వతీదేవీం గౌరవాణి ప్రచారిణే నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్య దేశధారిణి శ్రీమల్ గురుచరణారవిందాభ్యాం నమః. వందే నందవ్రజ స్త్రీణం పదరేణుమభీష్ణశ యాసాం హరిగదోద్గీతం పునాది భువనత్రయం గోపీచరణారవింద పరమానవే నమః. పీతాంబరం కరవిరాజిత చక్రశంగం కౌమోదగీ సరసిజం కరుణాసముద్రం రాధాసహాయమతిసుందరమందహాసం వాతాళయేశమనిశం హృది భావయామి. కోమళం కూజయన్ వేణుం శ్యామళోయం కుమారగ వేదవేద్యపరం బ్రహ్మ వాసదాంబురదో మమ. మూగం కరోతి వాచాలం పంగం లంఘయదే గిరిం యల్కృపాదమహం వందే పరమానందమాధవం శ్రీకృష్ణాయ నమః. శ్రీమతి రాధయాయ నమః. సర్వత్ర గోవింద నామ సంకీర్తనం గోవింద గోవింద. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, Sukadeva Goswami is talking to Parikshit, which is Krishna's instructions to Uddhava. We have seen in the 17th chapter, he is referring to the discussion regarding the dharmam or the responsibilities of brahmachari and grahastha. This is what is discussed in the 17th chapter. We have seen there the two different kinds of brahmachari, which means brahmachari which is known as upakurvanan and naishtikam, two kinds of brahmachari. Naishtika brahmachari who takes from brahmachari ashram directly to sannyasa ashram without going through the life of a householder. Upakurvanan is that brahmachari who goes through the householder and come back to sannyasam later. So those two brahmacharis we have seen, and Krishna spoke to Uddhava about their dharma of the brahmacharis. Afterwards, Uddhava asked Krishna about the householder. So about the householder we have started discussing, and in that discussions we have noticed that the beginning with the marriage and later on with the qualifications of the activities of a householder. That's what we were discussing last few weeks back when we were discussing this chapter. So he also mentioned there that the Brahmana dharmam, where he mentioned that Brahmana Kshatriya Vaishya Shudra dharmam, that is also taken in the same chapter. And he says here that Brahmanasya hi devhoyam shudrakamaya neshyade and krichraya tapase cheha pretya ananda sukhaya cha. That Brahmana shariram, the body of a Brahmana, is meant for austerities and penances. Krishna says, I've given a body suitable for that purpose. Brahmanasya hi devhoyam, that Brahmana's body is suitable for that purpose. What is that for? Shudrakamaya neshyade, he should not endeavor for silly sense gratification in that body. That body is not meant for sense gratification. Krichraya tapase cheha pretya ananda sukhaya cha. He is supposed to execute very severe austerities in that body, and the result of that, after leaving that body, he gets pretya ananda sukhaya cha. He gets unlimited happiness in his life after death. Krishna confirms that in that verse. Brahmanasya ayam deha kshudra kamaya neshyade, that Brahmana Shariram, Brahmana's body, because as I mentioned before, that in the past, when Varnashrama Dharma existed, and the Garbhadana Samskaram was performed, practically they were inviting a great personality from the heavenly planets to come and take birth in that family. That is how they were invited to, invited from a higher platform to come and take birth as a Brahmana body. So to bring them from there, to invoke them to come here and to take birth here, because there will be so many people in the heavenly planets also, or the higher upper planets, who are ready to accept another body in the earthly planet, who have run out of their pious activities in the higher planets, who have to come back here and continue with the karmam. Karmam is not finished. Till we get released completely from karmam, there is no escape from the world of karmam. World of karmam includes heavenly planets, the middle planetary system, earthly planet, and the lower planets also. This is the world of karmam. Within these three worlds, the soul is rotating, unable to escape from there because stuck by the karmam here. So, this is the earthly planet is the only place where there is a possibility of engaging in karmam. There is no karmam in other places. That is the beauty of this this planet, that here karmam has creates its results, karmam creates the vasanas accordingly, and you can exhaust your karmam also here. All these possibilities are in this planet. That is why Puran Upanishads are saying to us, Bhagavadam is also saying to us, that the when a higher birth is given to someone, an opportunity is given to him to realize the truth, particularly human body, Krishna says, if he does not utilize that, he has totally wasted the time in this world, completely a waste of time. That is the Shastram, that is the power of the Shastram. Shastram's authority is there. It's telling us that human body is meant for self-realization. How far you get in this life, that's another thing. Particularly Krishna says here, for this moment, Brahmanasehi Dehoyam Chudragamaya Nishade. It's not meant for any kind of sense gratification. Brahmana Deham, Brahmana Shariram. And Krishraya Tapase Jeha Pretya Ananda Sukhayaja. Krishna says, if he executes severe austerities here, Krishraya Tapasam. That is how the life used to be among the Brahminical culture. The society was, they executed very severe austerities. Many of them, their first meal during the day after their responsibilities in the day will be probably after 3-4 o'clock in the afternoon. That is how genuinely they engaged in their tapasya, that tapasya in their life. That's what the Brahminical culture means. So in that way they carried on, but circumstances have changed a lot, and you can see the results of that. Krishraya tapase cheha, and the result is pratya ananda sukhaya cha. After, they don't get any happiness in, I mean, they don't get any material happiness in this world, but once they leave this body, they are meant for a higher, very higher destination. Pratya ananda sukhaya cha. After saying that, Krishna mentions that how the Brahmana should maintain himself. That was the question. Isn't it? When on whole day, if you are busy with spiritual life, we will always ask this question, how do I manage? So Krishna is giving certain ways to the Brahmanas how they could maintain. Shilonja vritya paritushta chittam dharmam mahandam virajam jushanam mayarpidalma grihameva dishtam nadi prasaktam samuvaidishandim. That Shilonja vritya paritushta chittam. Already we spoke about Brahmana's livelihood. What was this mentioned earlier? That Ijya Adhyayanam Dhanam Sarvesham Cha Dijanmanam Pratigraham Adhyamanam Cha Brahmana Seva Yajanam. Brahmana is allowed to perform few things. Yajanam Yajanam Dhanam Parigraham Patanam Patanam. He can study Shastram, he can teach others Shastram. He can perform sacrifices and Yajanam, and he can engage others in sacrifices. Yajanam Yajanam. He can give in charity and can receive in charity. This was the six things, occupations given to the Brahmanas in the past. And they strictly followed that. They didn't break away from that. But later on, what has happened was that the Pratigraham Vanyamanastabachejo Yesho Anudam Anyabhyameva Jivida Shilerva Doshadriktayoho. Then Brahmanas, when they deviated from there, some of them took to priestly activities, Purohit work, priestly activities. But majority of them, the higher among the Brahmanas, they would not accept any priestly activities. That was considered a lower engagement for them. So therefore, they used to feel ashamed actually to receive pratigraham, to receive the dakshina. Of course, when among that Brahmana society also, some of them got degraded and they made their occupation as a receiving the charity from others. But the very powerful Brahmana who have proper Brahmanical culture in them and who have that tapas or that austerity in them and the strength in them and who are afraid of receiving a bad name in the society, they will not accept any of them. Tayobi doshaduk shreiva jiveda. So there Krishna says they can pick up the grains, what is left behind in the field, and cook that and eat and be satisfied with that. That was the option given to them. And that is for some of them. Others who did not want even to do that, they will starve. Shilavanja vritya paritushta chitaham dharmam mahandam virajam jushanam mayarpidalma grahameva deshta nadi prasakta samubedi shandim. Their happiness was that shilavanja vritya paritushta chitaham, that sometime they will pick up something if they are really feeling hungry. Only if they are really in extreme situation, they will pick up some food from the field and bring home and cook whatever they have. And we have seen many, many personalities like that. The best example in the Srimad Bhagavatam is Sudama, who lived a life like that. Never, he didn't go to work or look for any engagement. That is their strength inside, the realization inside, that able to stay in that spiritual status all the time, spiritual consciousness. That because he was so Krishna conscious and they stayed home in that way, and although they were at home there was no attachment anywhere. There was no attachment anywhere. You could see that Sudama's life, if you read in the Bhagavatam, in the 80th chapter in the 10th canto, how he was, how he lived his life, isn't it? So Sudama's case is specifically spoken here as an example because it was connected with Krishna, isn't it? It's connected with Krishna. So there, referring to Sudama, he says that in the Bhagavatam, when he talks about Sudama, Krishna say, Sukadeva Goswami mentions about that, that Sudama was a personality who will not accept anything, even if it is offered to him. Krishnasya sil sakha kaschil brahmano brahmavitamaha viraktam indriyarteshu prashandalma jitendriyaha. This is Sudama's personality. Krishnasya sil sakha kaschil. Then Krishna had, Sukadeva Goswami says to Parishad, my dear Parishad, Krishna had a great friend in his early days in life. Krishnasya sil sakha kaschil. That friend was his close friend, not an other friend. Brahmano brahmavitamaha. He was a Brahmana, at the same time he was a brahmavitama. He was a Brahman realized person. And viraktam virakte indri viraktam indriya arteshu. That he had complete control over the senses. Absolutely none of the senses were engaged in any kind of sense gratification. In other words, when all his senses are open, he is experiencing the absolute truth through the senses. That all that what he is seeing is Krishna's manifestations in the world. Viraktam indriya arteshu. What else? Prashandalma jitendriyaha. Prashandalma. Always satisfied and in that shanti state. What Krishna talks about in the Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. Prashandalma jitendriyaha. Jitendriya means control completely of the senses. Complete control of the senses. So, Krishnasya sil sakha kaschil brahmano brahmavitamaha. Viraktam indriyarteshu. Prashandalma jitendriyam. So, and later on in the same chapter, there is a description of Kuchela's dress. കുചൈലം മലിനം ക്ഷാമം ദ്വിജം ദമനി സന്തതം ദേവി പര്യചരൽ സാക്ഷാൽ ചാമരവ്യജനേന ച. കുചൈലം മലിനം ക്ഷാമം ദമനി സന്തതം ദ്വിജം. കുചൈലം മലിനം ക്ഷാമം, ദ ഡ്രസ് വാട്ട് ഹി ഹാഡ് വാസ് കംപ്ലീറ്റ്ലി ടോൺ ആൻഡ് ഇറ്റ് വാസ് ഓൾസോ മലിനം, വെരി ഡേർട്ടി. ദ ക്ലോത്ത് വാസ് വെരി ഡേർട്ടി ആൻഡ് ഇറ്റ് വാസ് ഓൾസോ വെരി ടോൺ. കുചേലം മലിനം ക്ഷാമം ദ്വിജം ദമനി സന്തതം. ഇഫ് യു ലുക്ക് ഇൻ ടു കുചേലാസ് ഹാൻഡ്സ് ആൻഡ് ലെഗ്സ് എവറിഥിങ് യു കുഡ് സീ ദ വെയിൻ എവറിഥിങ് ഔട്ട്സൈഡ് ബിക്കോസ് നോട്ട് ഹാവിംഗ് എനി പ്രോപ്പർ ഡയറ്റ് അണ്ടർനറിഷ്ഡ് ആസ് യു സേ അണ്ടർനറിഷ്ഡ് ഹി വാസ്. സോ കുജം കുചേലം മലിനം ക്ഷാമം ദ്വിജം ധമനി സന്തതം. ധമനി മീൻസ് ദ വെയിൻസ്, യു കെൻ സി ഓൾ ദ വെയിൻസ് ഇൻ ദി ഹാൻഡ്സ് ലെഗ്സ് എവ്രിവെയർ. ദ്വിജം ധമനി സന്തതം ദേവി പര്യചരൽ സാക്ഷാൽ ചാമരവ്യജനേന ച. വെൻ കൃഷ്ണ ബ്രോട്ട് സുദാമ അപ്സ്റ്റേഴ്സ് ആൻഡ് ബ്രോട്ട് ഹിം ടു ദ പാലസ് ആൻഡ് മെയ്ഡ് ഹിം ടു സിറ്റ് ഇൻ ദ ത്രോൺ, ശ്രീ രുക്മിണീദേവി ഹാഡ് ടു ടേക്ക് ദ ചാമരം ആൻഡ് സ്റ്റാർട്ട് ഫാനിങ് ഹിം. And Kujala was smiling himself, what is going on here with me, what's going to him, he was thinking that. So Sukadeva Goswami did not forget there that Sudama situation in life, no proper food, no proper clothing, and not even proper home to stay. Kujailam malinam kshamam dujam damani sandadam devi paryajaral sakshal chamaram vyajaneena cham. So but when all the people in Dwaraka saw Krishna serving Sudama like this, Sudama has got another name, Kuchela. That Kuchela name because of the dress. So he has, then when he saw that, all the people were very surprised why Krishna is doing this service to him. Andapurajano drishtva Krishnena amalakirtina vismedo abhudadi pritya avadudham sabhajidam. That they were in such a shock that Krishna was engaged in such a great service to him. So kimanena kadam punyam avadudhena bhikshuna shriyahine logesmin garhitena garhitena adhamena cham. Then what has he done that to please Krishna in that way? This is people who are talking about it each other. So you can see that the what is this is what Krishna is saying. We say that we love Krishna, but Krishna's love for the devotees are like this. Our calculations all goes out at that time. We can say anything that we have love for Krishna, we respect the Supreme Personality of Godhead, we propagate His holy name, we engage in Krishna service, but at the same time, Krishna likes these kind of devotees. This is Krishna's liking. Why? Seeing that Sudama's austerity, Sudama's penances, that purity inside and that no desire for anything, niravekshamunim munim shandam nirvairam samadarshinam anuvrajamyaham nityam puyeyetyangrirenubhi. Krishna mentions that earlier in the 14th chapter. Such devotees, I follow them, Krishna says. Isn't it? Sudama, personality is like Sudama, that is what Krishna is referring to. Niravekshamunim, no desire, never asking anything from Krishna. Munim, always very thoughtful. Shandam, always in a peaceful state. Nirvairam, no enemies in this world to any living entity. Samadarshinam, seeing everyone on an equal platform. Anuvrajami aham nityam. Krishna says, I follow them. I follow them. Anuvrajami aham nityam. Every day, Puyeye Tyangri Renubhi, I take the dust from their feet and put it on my head to purify myself. Krishna's respect for the devotees are like that. Devotees whom Krishna likes, that is how he wants to mention about them. Krishna follows them and to get the feet, dust from their feet to purify him. It's not that Krishna needs the dust, but Krishna's humility to represent that how much he values devotees of that status like Sudama. That is why it is spoken in that way. Now after saying that, suppose a Brahmana is wealthy. Now all this is referring to Brahmanas who are not rich, poor Brahmana. But sometime due to prarabdha, Brahmana can be rich also. That also happens sometimes. Nowadays all Brahmanas are rich, not poor. So here, if it happens, what should they do? That is what is the next word saying. 44. సముద్ధరందియే విప్రం సీదందం అల్పరాయణం తానుద్ధరిష్యే అజిరాదాత్ పద్భ్యో నవరివార్ణవాద్. సీద సముద్ధరందియే విప్రం సీదందం మల్పరాయణం, వర్స్ 44 ఇన్ ది 17th చాప్టర్. సముద్ధరందియే విప్రం సీదందం మల్పరాయణం తను తానుద్ధరిష్యే అజిరాల్ పద్భ్యో నవరివార్ణవాన్. ఏ సీదందం మల్పరాయణం విప్రం సమృద్ధరంది తానహం అభద్భ్య నౌ అర్ణవాదివ అజిరాల్ ఉద్ధరిష్యే. సచ్ గృహస్థస్, వెన్ హౌస్ హోల్డర్స్ ఆర్ రిచ్ and if they have money and they are happen to be wealthy, in that, not that they should go and make money for that purpose, that's not what Krishna is saying. It so happened that due to prarabdham everyone is put in different situations. Somebody will have money, somebody may not have the money, that is prarabdham. Krishna never encourages anyone to over endeavor in life. You will notice that throughout Bhagavad Gita Bhagavadam, asking anyone to over endeavor in life to maintain themselves in this world, that is not Krishna's point anytime. Krishna says whatever that comes to you due to prarabdham, you should know how to use that money. That's what he is saying here. If so happens that someone receives a lot of wealth due to prarabdham, that's also prarabdham only, that someone sometimes makes so much money, don't know what to do with it, with the money, that situation can happen. So if it happens like that, a householder, and if he is in a brahmana also, what he should say, that he says here, that is, we are referring to all the householders, he says here, if he has got that money, he should use that money to help those who don't have it, but who are engaged in spiritual life. Who are engaged in spiritual life. And they should look after those who are trying to reach me through their own spiritual activities. Like in some situations we can see, there are many Mahalpas who have taken Krishna shelter. Mahalpas who have taken Krishna shelter. And they could be struggling in their life to maintain their body. They could be struggling in their life to maintain their body. And in great poverty they will be living in this world. In such a situations, Krishna says, if they look after them and help them in their life, what I will do, Krishna says, that I will protect them who offer this help to them. Just like a boat helps someone who is drowning, I'll help them to escape from this material life. That is what Krishna is saying here. That those who are endeavoring in spiritual life, if you see them, that someone is struggling in an honest way to survive in this world, at the same time absorbed in spiritual activities, if you look after them and help them, that is a great help Krishna considers, because that person who is endeavoring hard for spiritual life, Krishna is pleased with his sincerity, and Krishna thinks that those who are trying to support him, that he is doing a noble service, provided he has got that money to do that. But one should not go out of the way to make money to support the society. That's not expected. All charity should be performed with what one has got. If one doesn't have it, one doesn't have to worry about it. There's not an extra burden on anyone. That is how it is. It is, charity should only be done with what one has got. For doing charity, one doesn't have to go and make money from elsewhere. So, after saying that is about the householder, then essentially Krishna is saying in the next two verses that it is the responsibility of the king to protect, or the rulers to protect the subjects, or those who are. So that is why then says here, Sarva samudram samudhari raja pideva vasana alprajaha almanam almana dhira yatha gajavadir gajan. So, dhira raja sarva prajaha almanam ja gajapati gajaniva vyasanal samudharet. A courageous king, a bold king, he should protect all the subjects and himself, just like the head of the group of elephants protect all the other elephants, like Gajendra story. The Gajendra used to look after all other elephants in his camp, in his group, isn't it? In the 8th canto, you know the story of Gajendra. So similarly, he says here, he should almanam almana dhira dhiro yadha gajapadir gajan. Just like the gajapadi, gajapadi means the head of the elephants, He looks after all the elephants. He makes sure that everyone else is protected from other animals. Similarly, the king also has to protect the subjects. Evam vidho narabadar vimane narkavarchasa vidhuyeha shubham krishnam indrena sahamo dadem. Evam vidho narabadi arkavarchasa vimanena krishnam ashubham iha vidhuya indrena sahamo dadem. So, such a king who rules this planet, he will travel back to the heavenly planets, and he will live with the in the heavenly planets with Indra and live a very happy life there. See, then we provani vritya panni revapadam tharel khadgenevapadakrando nashavritya kathanjanam. See, then we provani vritya panni vastuvimeva apadam tharen. Though if a Brahmana gets into problems for his life in this world, if he gets into difficulty, he is allowed to engage in the activities of a Vaishya and somehow do some business and get over his problems in that way. He is allowed to do that. He is allowed to do that. Vaishyavrti. Vaishyavrti means those things what you are allowed for kraya-vikrayam. Kraya-vikrayam means buying and selling. Kraya-vikrayam means buying and selling. There also Krishna has put some restrictions that you are not allowed to do anything buying and selling. It's not, trading, not everything, but certain essential goods for maintaining in this world, like groceries, food, vegetables, things like that. That's allowed, but not any modern type of business. Huge business empires, building them and exploiting people and all that. That's not allowed. He can do that temporarily, not on a permanent basis, for some time, till he has some livelihood to manage his life, and then he should come back from that, come out of it. Tatrabi apada akranda ghadgenava apadam tharet. In case of a situation when it happens that he can't protect himself, he can even take the occupation of a kshatriya and take the sword in the hand and fight, if he had to fight, for his own protection. Shovritya katanchana na. But under no circumstances, like a dog, he should not go and engage in other service. That is the shovritya nashovritya katanchana. That is considered to be the worst thing to do. So, this is where little problems, because you see, Upanishads and Puranas generally follow the Varnashrama Dharma very seriously. Upanishads don't even discuss Varnashrama Dharma. For them, it is spiritual knowledge, self-realization, that the goal is. So therefore, the everything in the Upanishads and other thing is Shruti. It's considered Shruti. Then we have got the recommendations from the great sages like Gautama, Parashara, Yajnavalkya, Manu, all of them. They have given a code of practice for Varnashrama Dharma to follow in this world. How Brahmachari, Grastha, Vanaprastha, Sannyasam should execute their life in this world. And that is called Smriti. Smriti it is called. So there is Gautama Maharshi Smriti, Yajnavalkya Maharshi Smriti, Parashara Maharshi Smriti, and Manu's Smriti. All of them are available in this world. They are still available in this world. So, those sages who have written this Smriti, they are not revelations from the truth. Absolute truth revelations are the Upanishads. Upanishads are the revelations. But Smriti has been written based on that revelations. The sages have given a code of practice to the human society that you live in such and such a way. If you are a Brahmachari, you live like this. Grihastha, you live like this. Vanaprastha, you live like this. Sannyasi, you live like this. Brahmana, you live like this. Kshatriya, you do like this. Vaishya should do like this. And Shudras, they should do like this. So, a code of practice for all Varnam and for all Ashramam. They have given us that, Smriti. There, they are saying that when you are in trouble, if you are following your Dharma, you see, you should remember Bhagavad Gita here, because Bhagavad Gita says the purpose of Varnashrama Dharma, isn't it? What is the purpose of Varnashrama Dharma? Varnashrama Dharma's purpose is, we have come with various vasanas to this world from previous life. We have brought the different kinds of vasana. So, that vasana has to be exhausted. It is already ready for fructifying, fructification, in other words. So if you don't give an opportunity for that to happen, that vasanas won't go, it will remain inside. So the purpose of giving this material body, which is the result of a prarabdham, that prarabdha karmam comes in the form of prarabdha vasana inside. And that vasana has moved from karana shariram to sushma shariram. In the subtle body it is there. It is ready for manifesting, in other words. Now, that opportunity is karma. Karma is for that, to get rid of that vasana inside. So, everything is already sorted out, settled, and we have been sent here with this body and the vasana is ready to experience through that. So, that is where varnam and ashramam comes. That in particular varnam, according to vasana, you follow into that varnam. You do your karmam in that particular varnam and that vasana will get exhausted that way. The advantage is, if you follow that varnam and ashramam, the possibility is that you will not create a new vasana. Because we mentioned this when we discussed the third chapter, how varnashara dharmam helps not to create fresh vasana inside and exhaust the existing what is inside. In that way you get freed from karma altogether. That is the purpose behind it. So what they have done, that one should know one's own vasana first and act according to the vasana in this world. That is how one finds one's own varnam, what it is. This is all practical at the time when people followed all that. Nowadays it is very difficult to say what is one's varnam, what is one's ashramam. None of them exist. Except that we put some clothes on and says, I am brahmachari and I am sannyasi, I am grahasa, I am vanaprastham. You can say anything you like. People are all fighting over it on the internet, whether we are vanaprastham or a sannyasi. They themselves don't know what they are doing about it. Anyway, the misunderstanding is this, that changing clothes and taking danda is not what decides these things. It is that subtle body makes the decision which category one follow. In the past, that opportunity was given to persons that they could practice it in that way, according to the vasana. Therefore, when in the varnashrama dharmam existed, you could see there, those who have taken birth in a particular family, they'll follow that same activity, because that's why they got the birth there, to get rid of that vasana through that life in that. And they didn't have to go through 20, 30 years of education in this world to earn a living, what is happening today. It didn't exist at that time. From the early age itself, they get trained at home, whichever, if they are business people, they'll be trained by the parents in business. Vaishyas will be trained in that way. Kshatriya boys will be trained in the warfare. And others who have no inclination to know those things, they'll be naturally taken to the varnam and services, what they provided otherwise, in the Shudras or whatever, and Brahmana boys, they will naturally automatically take to the process of studying Shastram and discussing Shastram for others' benefit and following them strictly. This is how Varnashrama Dharma existed. So there, everybody gets an opportunity to know their own vasanas, and vasanas gets released because kartrutvam is not there. They automatically do it because he knows very well when he grows up, this is what he'll be doing in his life. He doesn't have to all the time think, what will be my profession, what will be my career. All this kind of confusion doesn't exist, isn't it? So it helps that person not to get stressed out because of that, what I should be doing in future. So this was the benefit of Varnashrama Dharma. So because it was present like that, in that situation, generally it was believed also that he will really get freed from the karmam, and karma vasana will be finished through that karmam, because he will be acting without kartrutvam and bhoktrutvam. He knows very well, this is the work I am going to do in my life, so he won't identify it with too much. And there is no great ambition in his life, that I have to become this, I have to become that tomorrow. All this kind of ambition is not there. Plus the fact that he also knows very well, by performing this particular karmam, this is the result going to be from that. The peaceful society's existence, nature, was like that. So there was no practically any conflict in anyone's mind, isn't it? You can see the benefit from that. There's no conflict inside. Whereas right from the early age, we are creating a lot of problems for the children because of this. And therefore, Krishna is saying here that this Varnashrama Dharma keeps a person's life very peaceful. That is the benefit of this Varnashrama. It keeps a person's life peaceful and also peaceful, and also the possibility of getting rid of the vasanas from inside. Karma vasana goes away and he gets released for spiritual advancement. It helps him to advance spiritually. So here Krishna is saying here that Smriti, those who have written the Smriti, like Gautama and others, they are saying in extreme circumstances where you don't know what to do, really confused about the life in this world, you can take up any occupation, but if you know this principle behind it, at a suitable time you should come out from that back to the spiritual life again. Not to think that this executing karma in this world is my only business in this life. This misunderstanding should not happen, particularly among the young people. They should understand that due to disturbed situation in the society, we may have to engage in various occupations. But even if that happens, Gautama Maharshi's statement is that you can accept any varna karmam if you need to, but somehow or the other, you should give up that karmam when you feel that you had enough of engaging in that. You should be able to come back from that. But at the same time, Gautama also says to them that for Brahmana, they should avoid the Kshatriya's duty. He can engage in a Vaishya's job, Vaishya's Varnam, or even Shudra, no, also not Kshatriya. Why? In Kshatriya Dharmam, there is Himsa, violence, isn't it? And that is not favorable for the culture of spiritual life. But Kshatriyas are allowed, but Kshatriya Dharmam itself is not very favorable for spiritual life. And but you can see in the Srimad Bhagavatam, in the 9th canto, when so many great, great kings, in the 9th canto is full of history of the kings, isn't it? Why history of the kings? Normally, you would have expected that ordinary people, why are they not important? Only the kings are important in this world. It is like that. The reason for that is that to show to us that they had the greatest responsibility in this world, the kings, isn't it? They had ruled the planet and they had great, great responsibility. But in spite of all that responsibility, because the knowledge was inside, at some point in life, they were able to throw the whole kingdom away and go to the forest to engage in spiritual life. That is their strength. Just to teach us that, the 9th canto, Srimad Bhagavatam, is talking about all these kings. One after the other, all the solar dynasty and the lunar dynasty. Many, many great personalities who threw away the kingdom and went to the forest. When they came to know that death is coming, they decided that there is no more business in this world. That mood is important. And Krishna says here, Gautama and others says here, even in other Varnam, forget about kings and Kshatriyas, but for others also, at some point in life, one should be able to come out of this life in this world and not to get. This is the important thing. That therefore, they say, a Brahmana can rather engage in a Vaishyavruti, Vaishya's activity, but not in a Kshatriya. Preferably not Kshatriya. That is the conclusion.
Sidan vipro vaning vritya panyireva padam taril khadghena vabada krando nashavritya kathanjanam vaishyavritya durajanyu jiven mrgayaya padi charedva viparirubena nashavritya kathanjanam vaishyavritya durajanyu jiven mrgayaya padi charedva viparirubena nashavritya kathanjanam രാജന്യതു ആപതി വൈശ്യവൃത്യ മൃഗയേയ വിപ്രരൂപേണ വാ ജീവേത് ശോവൃത്യ കഥഞ്ചന ന ചരേത്.
ക്ഷത്രിയ ഓൾസോ വെൻ ഹീ ഈസ് ഇൻ ട്രബിൾ ഹീ ക്യാൻ എൻഗേജ് ഇൻ ബിസിനസ് ഓർ ഹണ്ടിങ് ഓർ ഹീ ക്യാൻ ഈവൻ ടീച്ച് അതേഴ്സ് വിച്ച് ഈസ് എ ബ്രാഹ്മണാസ് വർക്ക് ബട്ട് നെവർ കം ടു ദ സ്റ്റേറ്റ് ഓഫ് എ ശുദ്ര. നെവർ എൻഗേജ് ഇൻ സെർവിങ് അതേഴ്സ്. ദാറ്റ്സ് നോട്ട് അലൗഡ്. You can see in Varnashrama Dharmam how much importance is given to the individual's respect, individual's honor. Serving someone else is not considered because one reason only, that when we accept the service, automatically it is a influence from the Krishna believes, Krishna says this, that the person is not able to look after himself. That respect what Krishna offers to someone, not being dependent on someone in this world, and still satisfied with what one has and be peaceful about that. So he says there, for both Brahmana, Kshatriya and Vaishya, they are not allowed to engage in others' services. Ashuvritya katanja charedo viparirubena nashuvritya katanjana shudra vrtim bhajedu aishyam shudra karyukatakriyam krachran mukto nagarhena vrtim lipseda karmana. When you read all these verses, you should not start thinking about yourself and start thinking, oh, I am doing everything wrong. You should not get that impression. This is all the principle what Krishna has spoken. In this current world, what we are living today, all this doesn't practically is irrelevant. It is foolish to apply this now, and it will not have any meaning either when we start doing this. Although a lot of people now want to bring Varnashrama Dharma back to the society, and they are thinking of starting institutions and all that, how it will all work practically, only Krishna knows what's going to happen with all that. But whether our vasanas won't be different. You can start a farm community, you can start a business enterprise and say and categorize people and put them in as Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya and Shudra and all that. But when you start doing your work there, your old vasanas will start coming out from inside and it will develop. You have seen that all the time happening. We have put Brahmanas in charge and Brahmanas become Vaishyas at the time when they are given the Brahminical title. So this is unavoidable. Vasanas will manifest at some point. It will come out. You can't do anything about it. That's why all these things are, to a large extent, it is based on birth. It cannot be cultivated. It's not possible. Suppose you want to cultivate Brahminical qualities, it's not possible. And it is nothing wrong in that, to that if you are not a Brahmana. Because spiritual life and self-realization is not anybody's monopoly. Whether it's Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya or Shudra, it doesn't matter. Anyone, Krishna is saying, if he has understood the value of human life, he has got a right for spiritual self-realization. There, Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra doesn't matter. Which category one is not important. Because Varnashrama Dharma finishes at some point. After that, it is all nothing to do with the body. It's all relationship with the body, all these things, isn't it? So it is to be understood that way. But what has happened over a long period of time is that this Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya people lose their spiritual culture and it develops completely on the bodily platform and people start fighting each other in the name of Varnam and Ashramam. All these things happen in the society. That is what one should be careful about. That we should know in what context it has been spoken and we should know where to leave it also. That Brahmana is not, you can't create Brahmana like that. He has come from another life with all sorts of vasanas inside. Similarly, Kshatriyas also. If you make a Kshatriya Brahmana, it will be like Parashurama. What he did. Goshen smashed up the whole place. He said, Kshatriya in Savasana, Brahmana by birth. Isn't it? Brahmana by birth, but Kshatriya by Vasana. What can you do? So he has gone and done what he has to do. And slaughtered and butchered thousands and thousands of kings all over the planet. He showed his Kshatriya spirit, although in the Brahmana body. So this will happen. And you will see so many examples. But there is one thing Krishna mentions in the Bhagavadam, in the 7th canto. Sri Narada Maharshi, when he discussed Varnashrama Dharma, he mentions there, very rarely, you will see sometime in some people, by chance, if you find some vasana. Yasmin lakshanam proktam pumso varnabhi venchakam. Although he may have born in one family, say Vaishya or Kshatriya, if you find exceptional qualities in him, of Brahminical qualities in him, you should accept him as a Brahmana. That you should do. There are many instances like that. What has happened? Years ago, in one Muslim family, a person developed these Brahminical qualities, unusual Brahminical qualities in him.
And eventually the Brahminical community had to accept him into that society, which is quite an unusual thing to happen. And they found him over a period of time that he was far away ahead of many of the members of the Brahminical community in his purity, in his spiritual austerities, practices, everything. So these kind of things do happen. That is what Narada Maharshi is saying there. But that is very, very rare, extremely rare. Yasmin lakshanam proktam pumsam varnabhi venchakam, Narada Maharshi says there in the 7th canto. That's a rare thing. But generally, that is due to somewhere something happened in this karma. That is why he had to come and take birth like that. You can also see Haridas Thakur's life. Haridas Thakur chanted the holy name 300,000 times a day, isn't it? Now, although he took birth in a family, but the strong spiritual vasana inside him was so powerful that you could notice that Brahminical qualities in him, isn't it? Continuously chanting the holy name and taking Krishna's shelter, complete surrender to Krishna, austerity, everything in him was pure Brahminical nature. So exceptions are there like that. There is always exceptions to everything. All these rules, there are exceptions. But general, that birth will have a very strong influence on the person's varnam, karma vasana in him. That's very difficult to change. If you do change it through artificially, what has happened is, that person whose karma vasana must have exhausted in the normal way, that will not happen. Because he thinks he has to act in another way, which he is not. And then what he will do is, he will create disturbances in the other varnam also. That is what Krishna says there. Shrayan sudharmo vigunal paradharmal sonishtidal. Then he says, paradharmo bhayavaha. Frightening, it says. Krishna says, when one goes under somebody else's varnam, varna dharmam. If you change your varnam and do somebody else's dharmam, you are actually not only doing any justice to yourself, you are also doing injustice to others. So both sides, it's a problem to do that. So, but Krishna has explained very well that varnam is not the criteria, which varnam or ashramam you are in. What is important is, Krishna is saying that, do you have that seriousness of self-realization in this life to get out of the cycle of birth and death? That's more important. And there, varnam and ashramam is not a restriction. It's not a restriction there. So, shudra vrittim bhajai shveshya shudra karyukatakriyam krichran mukto nagarhena vrittim lipseda karmanam. So, for a vaishya, see then shudra vrittim bhajed. He says, for a vaishya, if he is in great difficulty, he can become engaged in the shudra's activity. Shudra karyukatakriyam cha bhajed. If a shudra gets into trouble, he can also engage in the karyukata kriyam, which means in them days, these cottage industries were very much prominent, making mats and different kinds of things. He can engage in those kinds of activities. Krichran mukta garhiyana karmana vrittim na lipseda. But as soon as you are out of danger, you should come out from that. You should not hang on to that for the rest of the life. It's all emergency situation. Krishna's point is, you should make enough money to live in this world and then you should know where to leave it. Don't keep on holding on to that, because then you will waste all your lifetime in that process. Life is meant for self-realization. Goal is to know the truth, to know the truth. So he says here that once you are escaped from the danger, immediately, you should not think about continuing your activities with that profession, whatever you have taken up. This is generally the situation at the time when Krishna spoke these instructions. Then Krishna mentions in the next verse, for a householder, what is his sacrifices, what is mentioned is Panchayajnam. Panchamahayajnam it is called. You see, you will see a lot of things like this in the Smriti, that kinds of sinful activities we are likely to perform in this world. That is called Panchamahapatakam. Five kinds of sinful activities one cannot avoid. It's meant to happen. Say, for example, cleaning the floor, or cooking the food, all there is himsa, violence in all that. And there are certain sacrifices recommended for to counteract the effects of these sinful activities. That is what is called Panchamahayajna. So that is what is mentioned here. Plus, what obligations we have in a household life towards other higher living entities. All that you will see in the next verse.
Vedadhyaya swadha swaha balya anyadhyari yathodayam devarsha pitrabhudani madrubanyanyuham bhajyajayam. Vedadhyaya swadha swaha balya anyadhyari yathodayam devarsha pitrabhudani madrubanyanyuham yajayam. Vedam adhyayadhibi devarshi pitrabhudani madrubani iti krutva anvaham yatho dayam yajed. Vedadhyayanam, that means studying Vedam. Swadha swaha karam. Swadha and swaha, these are the two things what is taught the brahmanas in the early days while performing sacrifices. Swadha and swaha. And there are a lot of things related to that, just not the letters alone. Swaha, beli, anadi. And with these chanting the mantra, swadha and swaha, and performing the sacrifices, beli and anadi, how to offer them for the demigod's satisfaction, the great sages, the forefathers, and other living entities, knowing all of them as Krishna's manifestations, how to worship them with through the sacrifices, and they should be worshipped every day. And that is there, Panjayatya Devada, it is mentioned. These five kinds of people should be fed. Who are they? The devas, demigods, the rishi, sages, demigods maintain us through air, water, all the food, grain supply, that's their responsibility. The sages, because they have given us the spiritual knowledge to know spiritual knowledge to help us to realize the truth in this life. Then forefathers, we should please them to giving an offering to our ancestors and to help their life, and offering them in such a way that they look after our forefathers who have left this world, also our own journey after leaving this body, then other living entities in this world, and then human species. All of them should be taken care of by the householder. Householder has to take care of all of them, and all five of them should be fed. Devarshi, in the Bhagavatam you will notice earlier there is a statement, Devarshi Bhudaptanrnam Pitranam Na Kingaryo Nayamrni Charajan Sarvalpanaya Sharanam Sharanyam Gato Mugundam Parihrityakartram. These things are mentioned in the Ekadasi Skandam, like here. But when Narada Maharshi spoke to Vedavyasa Maharshi, he says to Vedavyas, this Devarshi, Devas, Rishis, forefathers, all of them, Bhudas, other living entities, Nrnam Pitranam Na Kingaryo Nayam Rnijarajan. If one has taken complete shelter of Krishna, provided he has taken complete shelter of Krishna, he doesn't have any obligations or what is mentioned in this verse. He doesn't have any obligations to any of them. He has no obligations for forefathers, to the sages, to the demigods, or to the Na Kingaryo Nayam Rnijarajan. Why? Sarvalpanaya Sharanam Sharanyam. Because he has taken complete shelter of Krishna. Because of that, he has no obligation. Gato Mukundam Parihrityakartram. That because his shelter is so complete, complete Sharanagari or surrender to Krishna, in such a situation, he has no obligations to anyone in this world. Now, here, just a little few things. This taking shelter is not easy. So, how does that happen? It happens like this, that when one becomes completely dependent on Krishna, and when one's Krishna consciousness is perfect into a very higher degree,
automatically these things will leave him. These obligations will leave him. Just like what happened to Vilumangalam and others. Vilumangalam, by his birth, his duty was to perform sacrifices. He was a Shaiva Brahmana. He belonged to a Shaiva Brahmana family. He was not a Vaishnava Brahmana. He was a Shaiva Brahmana. Lord Shiva's devotee he was. And he used to perform sacrifices, yajanam. That was his main occupation. He did that. And later on you will see he talking about that. Shaiva vayam nakhalu tatra vijaraniyam. That I cannot understand myself how I have come to this situation, he says. After he became Krishna's devotee. And after he wrote Krishna Karnamrutam, he says, I don't know how this has all happened to me. By birth, I am a Shaiva Brahmana. And my occupation was this, engaged in these sacrifices. But life happened in such a way for him that everything turned out at the end that he became a devotee of Krishna. And when he became a devotee, he is saying that all those things what I did in early in my life, I don't feel that obligation anymore. I myself don't feel any obligation anymore. Normally they are very rigid in their obligations, isn't it? They will be very fixed. Every day they will perform their duties very diligently. They perform their duty 24/7. That was their life. They have no holiday, 5 weeks holiday or casual leave or anything like that. 365 days a year, they have to do it. Even when they get sick, they won't refrain from doing that. That is how the life was. So after doing like that for a long period of time in life, Vilumangalam is saying now, it is normally difficult to stop it, doing any activity like that. But now he realizes that. He says that, I don't know how this all happened, he says. That has happened like this. Shaivavayam nagalutatra jaraniyam. That I am a Shaiva Brahmana, but now I have ended up like as a devotee, Krishna's devotee. And at that point he says that all that desire, what I had to do such activity, I don't feel any obligation anymore of doing that. Why? Because he has become so pure as a devotee of Krishna. And once that relationship with Krishna is so established, then there is no more obligations. Nobody will come and tell us that you can now stop all your activities. But in a natural way, it will happen from within. Krishna will tell you that you don't have to do these things anymore. That is the time when you give up that. Up to that time, one is supposed to follow them. One is supposed to follow them. When that happens, he says here, Sandhya Vandana Bhadramastu Bhavado Bosnana Dubhyam Nama Bodeva Pidarashadarpanavidau Naham Shamachamyadam. You will see this verse in the Krishna Karnamrutam. Sandhya Vandana Bhadramastu Bhavado. That Vilumangalam has taken sannyasam and Bharata river bank, he was sitting there underneath the tree and completely absorbed in the pastimes of Krishna, thinking about that. And Krishna is playing inside the heart, remembering all pastimes, he is remembering, and he is practically in a half dream state. So at that time, all the devadas came to see him. Sandhyavandana devada came, Pitru devada came, Snana devada came, they all came together. They came up and told, Vilumangalam, what is going on here? You are a sannyasi, you have not even bathed this morning. What's happened to you? So Vilumangalam waited for a while. Snanadevada asked this question, you have not taken any bath this morning, bathe. Pitradevadas were complaining, all the devadas were complaining. He says to them, Sandhyavandhana Bhadramastu Bhavado Bhosnana Dubhyam Namo. That they have come to bless Vilumangalam. Vilumangalam says to him, my blessings are there for you all. He's giving them the blessings. He's saying to them that it's nice that you had come and you have my blessings, but don't expect me to do in any of these activities anymore, even to bathe in the morning for a sannyasi. Sandhya Vandana Bhadramastu Bhavado Bhosnana Dubhyam Namo Bhodeva Pitarascha Tarpana Vido Naham Shama Shamyadam. Tarpanam, that they have to perform, that he was not willing to do. Please forgive me, he says.
Yatra kvabi nishittam yadavakulotham sasyakam sadvisham smaram. Why? Because inside me, Krishna is there and he is busy playing there and I am absorbed in that thoughts of Krishna. Yatra kvabi nishittam yadavakulotham sasyakam sadvisham, kamsa's enemy. He is playing here inside my heart. Smaram smaram akham. I keep on remembering. It's not going away from inside. It is so powerful, that meditation inside. Dhyanam inside. Meditation is so powerful. Smaram smaram akham tadami. When that is happening, every time Krishna manifests inside, there is no more sinful reactions anymore left behind. Smaram smaram akham tadami haradalam manye ki manyename. What else can I do? He says. In other words, he has reached a state of helplessness due to Krishna consciousness. At that point, he is not obliged to do any more anything. He has no more obligations in this dharma, what is spoken here. All that is finished. That stage is over. That he doesn't have any more obligations towards the forefathers, towards the sages, towards the demigods. All that is left him. He doesn't have any more obligations. That is when it happens. When that's how it happens. This is only to stress the point that bhakti, if it develops properly to Krishna, proper bhakti develops in the heart, then practically there is no obligations to anyone. If one becomes a proper pure devotee of Krishna, up to that point, Vedic society expects all these obligations from the society. So, after saying that, Krishna says to Uddhava that apart from this Panchamahayajnam, what is spoken here, what are the other dharmam, what one is responsible for? Yadrchayo bhavanyena shuklena varjadena va dhanena apidayan pritya nyayena ivaharet kratun. Yadrchayo bhavanyena shuklena varjadena va dhanena apidayan pritya nyayaye naivaharet kratun. Yadrchayobhavanyena uparjitena va shuklena dhanena vrithyana pidayan nyayeneva kratuna haret. Yadrchayobhavanyena means by chance it has come. Yadrchayam means due to prarabdham it has come. Some wealth has come. Or one has earned oneself. Uparjitena. Yadrchayobhavanena ubarjadenava. Either what one has, wealth one has earned in the proper way. That wealth is pure. And without giving any pain to others, he can execute sacrifices according to his capacity. Krishna says here, Yadrchaya ubhavanena ubarjadenava shuklena dhanena. Brityan abhidhayan nyayeneva kratuna haret. That means even while performing sacrifices, the money should have been earned in the proper way. In the proper way, without giving pain to other living entities, and also or what is received through just like inheritance, sometimes people have, isn't it? Lot of money inherited. Or if they have any money received by prarabdham, if by prarabdham some money comes, you can use that money in this way, according to his strength, capacity. Under no circumstances, Krishna says, just for doing charity, you don't have to go out all the way and collecting money from everywhere, just to do charity for that purpose. That's not what he mentions. He mentions here very clearly that whatever comes according to one's own, because the idea is that to keep the mind peaceful in all circumstances, not to allow the mind to lose that state of peacefulness for engaging in spiritual life. Then he says, now the most important instruction to the householders. From here onwards, up to the very end of this chapter, that is from verse 52 up to 58, it's all for us. We are covered now, from now on. And it is the plain truth, nothing but the truth. And if these things are taken on board, you can escape a lot of misery in householder life.
If you don't take it seriously, then you will have to pay for it. That's what these verses are. It is open, but it's a secret, but it is open. Krishna is putting in front of us. We may not like Krishna for saying all these things to us. We may think also that why Krishna is so rude to us, telling us this. But Krishna says that is how it is. So, very, very important verses, the coming verses. These are worthwhile remembering. If you remember these verses, when things go wrong in householder life, you can just chant the verses and we feel peaceful about it. Don't have to think too much about it and why this happened, why that happened, why did he do this to me, why did he that do me. All this analysis is all useless at the end. How things will happen in life, nobody knows. Anything can happen. One generation to another generation, so much change is happening. Isn't it? So that's why he's saying here, Kudumbeshu na sajeda na pramadyeda kudumbyavi vipaschil na shuram pashel adrishtam abhidrishtavan. Kudumbeshu na sajeda na pramadyeda kudumbyavi vipaschil na shuram pashel adrishtam abhidrishtavan. Very important. Kudumbi abhi kudumbeshu na sajeda. Krishna is saying here, never a householder will get attached to householder life. That is the most difficult thing, isn't it? Householder is thinking as soon as he gets married, wow, here starts my real life now. Krishna is saying that very moment you make this decision inside that this householder life is just like a devil standing in front of me trying to swallow me anytime. Kudumbeshu na sajedam, na sajeda. Never stick to anything. Stick to means not to get completely pulled by the householder life. One got due to prarabdham, householder life is there. And if it does happen, kudumbeshu na sajeda, na sajeda. Normally what do we see? As soon as you get married, how? You should see that unity in them for the first few days. So happy together. Making plan for the rest of the life, how together they are going to be happy together. Krishna says, give up that first thing, that plan making business. Kudumbeshu na sajeda. If you got stuck there, you're stuck. You're inviting trouble. Na pramadyeda kudumbyavi. The pramadam will develop in the householder life. Pramadam means pramadam, pramatam. Na pramadyeda kudumbyavi. Pramadam means householder life, you get all opulences, isn't it? You get the house, you get your furniture, TV, all other kinds of paraphernalia you accumulate. Then the car, and then the social circle where you have to impress everyone with what you got and what you don't have. And all these kind of rubbish goes on in the householder life. That is where pramadam builds up. Pramadam means that you got something to show to the world, I got all these things with me, what have you got, and compare and make judgment on everything. This will happen only in household. Brahmachari, what has he got to show? He is just wandering around in this world with his Bhagavad Gita and a beads bag. That's his wealth. Or if a sannyasi, he also doesn't have, I don't know nowadays, but in the tradition, because next chapter is about sannyasam. You read that chapter and you tell me that where is that sannyasi what Krishna is talking about in this chapter. So it's like that today. So there you can see that the householder life is particularly vulnerable, very vulnerable in that way. Very vulnerable because pramadam will come. That is what is called pramadam. Pramadam means this thinking that I am secure and safe now in my householder life, got my wife, children. They will be with me for the rest of the life and they'll look after me when I'm old. Or all kinds of things, illusion builds up inside, isn't it? That's what Krishna is saying. First thing, if you are entering into household life, kudumbeshu na sajeda, don't get, this sticking business is in the householder life, isn't it? Always sticking together. Kudumbeshu na sajeda. Na pramadyeda kudumbyavi. If he is a householder, that pramadam must not build up inside that I am safe. Brahmachari and sannyasi, vanaprastham stage is not going to happen so much. Because Brahmachari is alone, And normally as a proper brahmachari life, if he is leading, the chances are that he would not develop that tendency, because he will be thinking, what for I am working? What do I have to earn all this for? And plus, he won't be welcome very much anywhere. How many brahmacharis are there in this world? There's not many, isn't it? Whereas everybody is a householder in this world. So majority is householder. So it is only directed towards householder, this advice. Kudumbeshu na sajjeda, na pramadyeda kudumbavi. But Krishna says the next line is more interesting. Vipaschil nashwaram pashel adrishtam abhidrishtava. Continuously he should realize this. All these things will go one day. All this what you have got with you, they will leave you one day. No householder thinks like that. He thinks, it will go like this now. We'll see when that happens. It may, or who knows, it will happen. At least another 40, 50 years, I have a comfortable life. Food is coming on the table every day. And children are giving pleasure. And all the sense gratification is going on in that family life. So he's feeling a happy state in that. Krishna is saying, Vipaschil nashwaram pashed. Constantly householder should think that this will go one day. This is going to go. Adrishtam abhidrishtavan. Adrishtam abhi pashed. Adrishtam abhidrishtavan. That he should also realize, not only this happiness in this world is going to go, even if he goes to the higher planets, whatever happiness is there, that is also going to go. That's also not permanent. Krishna gives a lot of importance to those what is permanent and what is temporary, he has no value. Remember from the very beginning of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is stressing that point. Na sade vidyade bhavo, na bhavo vidyade sada, ubhayoravi drishtvandam sthanayor tatvadarshibi. That is the same point Krishna is saying. Vipaschil nashwaram pashel adrishtam abhidrishtavan. At the moment, we don't know what all the happiness we have in the heavenly planets if we do go there. If you do go there. But remember this, Krishna says, even if you go there, even that happiness is temporary, not permanent happiness. What to talk about this world? That's why this verse is important. He says here that for those, why he talked about the heavenly planets? Because there is a possibility that someone may engage in such activities in this world to acquire pious activities and go to the heavenly planets. That desire will come in us. If that happens, Krishna is pointing out earlier in advance that even that life is temporary. What to talk about the world, life in this world? He says, Vibhaschil adrishtam abhidrishtavat nashwaram pashel. You should see that the temporary nature of all these things, that is the most important thing. The temporary nature of this world, temporary nature of the life in the higher planets. That is what he is saying. The very temporary nature. Very temporary nature of this world and the temporary nature of the heavenly planets. Krishna has given a direct warning to all of us to take notice of that first before thinking about any householder life in this world. Kudumbeshu na sajeda na pramadyeda kudumbyavi vipaschil nashwaram pashel adrishtam abhidrishtavan. Always to see this truth in front and to live in this world. That is Krishna's point. Krishna says, be conscious of this one factor, what he mentions in this world. Vipaschil nashwaram pashel. Everything is going to be destroyed one day. It will be taken away from. And in the long, the householder life, this possibility is there that we will get that false impression that it's all permanent. It's all going to stay with me. And accordingly, the society, the social security, social circle, all that gives a false feeling of security for us, isn't it? For the householder. That is what Krishna is saying here. Vipaschil nashwaram pashel adrishtam abhidrishtava. Vipaschil nashwaram pashel. See that very temporary nature of that householder life. And adrishtam abhidrishtavat. And it is even true, even if you go to the higher planets. Even there, it is not different. If you develop that, Krishna says here, this understanding, if you develop, attachment won't be there in the family life. In the family life. That is the advantage of that. That is why Krishna has spoken in that way. So purposefully Krishna is saying here very important thing, that because it is like that, do not endeavor too hard to acquire a lot of wealth in this world. That is also harmful. To continuously acquiring wealth all the time for more than what's necessary to maintain one's body, that habit should be given up, because kudumbeshu na sajeda na pramadyeda kudumbevi. That is the important point. Why? Vipaschil nashuram pashyel. Everything is a temporary business, a very short period of time. And you can also imagine the householder life that Krishna is talking about based on the Varnashrama Dharmam is only a short period of time, probably 25, 30 years in life. After that, one is meant to leave that. So, adrishtam abhidrishtavan, he also mentions there, this should be known through knowledge. This should be known through knowledge. And through, one should cultivate bhakti. One should cultivate bhakti, Krishna consciousness. In other words, by cultivation of Krishna consciousness, this knowledge should manifest in a householder. That is the point Krishna is making. If we cultivate Krishna consciousness, this knowledge, what Krishna has spoken in these words, will automatically develop in the heart of anyone. That is the way it is. Kudumbeshu na sajeda na pramadyeda kudumbi abhi. Vipaschil nashwaram pashyel adrishtam abhidrishtavat. Very important instruction to the householder. So, after saying that, normally where does the attachment build up? In a family life, attachment builds up between husband, wife, parents and children. Why? Because of being close proximity, all the time being together, isn't it? Very difficult to, when you are with someone for a long period of time, there is an unknown attachment builds up inside, isn't it? Without your knowledge, it develops inside. Because those things are seen every day. Every day you are seeing persons, or similarly the objects what you have in your possession. You develop an attachment towards them. So because it is like that, those who are with you all the time, you have attachment there. Suppose somebody is not with you, who is living far away, even if you are relative, close relative, you won't feel the attachment. Attachment is due to the close proximity with people. So, because it is like that, in the next verse, Krishna is saying to us that those people who are close to you, their temporary nature you should be aware of, first thing. That is the next verse. That because of their close proximity with you, you feel that closeness and it develops this attachment very easily in that state. To escape from that, Krishna again stresses their temporary nature in the next verse. Putradaraptabandhunam sangamapanda sangamaham anudeham viyandede sopno nidranigoyatha. Putradaraptabandhunam sangamapanda sangama anudeham viyandede sopno nidranigoyatha. Putradinam sangamaha pandha sangamaha bhavati. He mentions very clearly putradinam. Putra means the children, son and wife. Putradi. Adi means includes wife, children and everybody. And close relatives. All of them, your association with them is only like in the olden days we had dharmashala or chautri as they are called. There people meet up in the night. In them days there were no 5-star hotels and e-booking and all that, didn't exist. People walked and wherever there was a dharmashala, they'll walk in and take rest in that place at the night. So in the dharmashala, in the evening, people will come together just to take shelter in the night, to sleep there. In the morning they will go and they will not meet again in life. That is the situation. When they meet, for some time, there is a little attachment will be built up, that they are going to sleep in the same place that particular night. That time they will talk a few things and there will be a little close relationship for a few hours. For a few hours there will be some relationship. That's what Krishna is saying here. Putradarapta bandhu inam sangama pandha sangamaha. Sangamam pandha sangamam. That means that they have a temporary acquaintance for a very short period of time. anudeham viyandiyade swapno nidranivo yatha. Then Krishna puts the point across. Ede yada nidra anugaha swapnaha tatha anudeham viyandi.
When father has to see his own children, just like in the dream he experienced something, you should know that during the day also it's another dream that is going through.
That's a dream that is going through and it is going to be destroyed one day. All the relationships with the parents and the children and husband and wife, wife and husband, all kinds of relationships what we have. Sangama pandha sangama, Krishna is saying. It is only that they have met up for a few, instead of for a few hours, it lasts a little bit longer. Few months or few years or whatever, that is what happens. That's all it is. Krishna is reminding us again not to fall into that big trap of the household life.
Putra dharapta bandhunam sangama pandha sangamaha anudeham viyandede sopno nidranigo yatham.
Because just like in the dream state, whatever you have seen, you don't crave for that when you wake up in the morning. You don't, do you? You don't crave for that. Similarly, in this vacant state, we are experiencing something. From Krishna is concerned, it's also another dream state that we are passing through. And only thing is, this is a longer dream. Prabhupada used to say that one is night dream, other one is the day dream. But both are dream at the end, he said. Both are dream at the end. There's not much difference. So, day dream, night dream, it doesn't matter. He says, if you don't see it like that, most of us see that night time is a dream. In the daytime, everything is very real for us, isn't it? So that is the problem. That is where the problem is. That's why Krishna is saying here, anudeham viyandeva swapneo nidranigo yadha. When you come back from dream state to waking state, you don't think about what you have dreamt. You know that it is not a reality. Equally, it's not a real thing what we are going through in the life in this world as well. So, anudeham viyandeyade, because body, material body is meant to go. It's not meant to stay. Either we will lose our own body or others who are with us, they will lose their body. One way or the other, it's going to happen. Anudeham viyandeyade, swapno nidranigo yatha. It is bound to happen in that way. Knowing all these things, one should be very conscious of while living in the householder life. People will come, people will go in your life. You can't be completely affected by that. Because Krishna says, Kudumbeshu na sajeda, na pramadyeda kudumbyavi, vipaschil na shwaryam pashel, adrishtam abhidrishtavan. It is that temporary nature of the world, of family life, should be very much conscious of a householder's life. And because the attachment is strong with those whom we are constantly making acquaintance, we have acquaintance with, there we have to be more conscious about it. That's why I say, putra dharapta bandhunam sangama pandha sangamaha anudeham viyandede sopno nidranigo yatha. But what happens to householder? He will read all these things, then he completely forgets. Completely forgets all these things. When he gets into trouble, if Krishna is merciful enough, this may come back again. That's why we are reading all these things. It may come back. Not guaranteed. It may come back. If it does come back, then at least you will feel a relief at that moment that Krishna, oh, Krishna has sold all these things before. I didn't take notice of it. That's why I'm suffering. That, because when things happen in household life, it's always greatly distressful. To every householder, it's a great distress when all these things happen. And then, after saying those two verses, Krishna says to us how we should live in the householder life. And this is more interesting than the other two. No householder wants to hear all these things. That's the first thing. If you tell the householder these things, especially a modern householder, and both husband and wife working, and always together and living that happy life in this world. If you tell them all these things, he will say, Krishna. And then the next thing that they will tell us is, Krishna had 16,108 wives and he had a good household life and he said, I can't have one household life. That will be their answer to that, isn't it? But what can you do? That's how they see Krishna. That with that 16,108 wives, Krishna's household alive, if you read in the Bhagavatam, he knew where to pull out when he had to. He did that, isn't it? Only out of compassion for those 16,000 wives, he married them. So that they were rejected by the society because Narakasura has brought them, locked them up in the prison. And knowing their future, Krishna married them. So otherwise, absolute truth has no desire for any of these things, mundane things what we are busy with. But truth, his Krishna's householder life, also instructing us that a householder must be like this. That even if Krishna can handle 16,108 wives and live a householder life at the same time, completely fixed on the truth. Completely fixed on the absolute truth. So that statement, Krishna's position, we don't understand. What state Krishna is always. While speaking to Uddhava, while speaking to Arjuna, a personality who had 16,108 wives, he is delivering the highest absolute truth, absolute knowledge to Uddhava and to Arjuna. Where else will you find? That shows that is the householder life's state of a Krishna's householder life. So, saying for us, ordinary people, Krishna has told us this is the way you follow. Then you can escape at least from a lot of misery in this world. Even if you don't go back to spiritual world, at least the suffering will come down to a large extent. And that is why he mentions in the next verse, Ittham parimarshan mukto griheshu adidivad dvasan na grihai anubhadhyeda nirmamo nirahankritaha. Ittham parimarshan mukto griheshu adidivad dvasan na grihai anubhadhyeda nirmamo nirahankritaha. Itham parimrshan mukta adhidiva nurmamaha nirahankradaha griheshu vasan grihehi anubhadhyeda. Thinking these two verses, what Krishna has spoken before, keep on thinking about it, Krishna says, and after doing that, be detached from everything. And without thinking that all this belong to me and mine, nirmamo nirahankrita, Krishna says, not mine, and not feeling any pride about family life, householder life, house, all other possessions in the family, assets, property, whatever, social life, never feel any kind of mamatvam, attachment there, or pride from that, nirmamo nirahankrita, Krishna says, na grihai anubhadhyeda, and don't get bound in that family business completely, na grihai anubhadhyeda, never, don't get bound there, and at the same time, thinking about these two verses Krishna has spoken before, be fully detached and live like a guest in the house. Live like a guest in the house. If we do that, Krishna is saying here that you will not be too disturbed. There are many, many great householders like that, who live like that, in this way. Na grihai anubhadhyeda. Nirmamo nirahankrita. So this word, griheshu adidivad vasan, this is the important thing there. When a householder really living at home, he should think, I am a guest here. Why? Why guest? If you are a guest in any house, you don't feel very attachment to everything what goes on here. Isn't it? A guest doesn't feel any responsibility in the house. Because householder life is like this, that you start taking all the responsibility. And no matter how much you do, there will be no peace in the house. It's always like that. So because it is like that, Krishna is saying that griheshu adidivad vasan. Live like a guest in the house. It is your house, but you can live like a guest there. Guest means guest doesn't take much of a responsibility. Main thing what Krishna is pointing out is, don't keep on accumulating karma on your head and make the life a hell. This is the point. That is a normal tendency, isn't it? Normal tendency is like that. To acquire as much wealth as possible. Husband and wife make a joint decision to have a joint bank account, and the bank account should go to millions in a certain period of number of hours, number of years. And with this plan in the mind, they keep making plans day and night. This is householder life. Basically, that is what is householder life is all about, isn't it? Together, always wandering around looking for the house hunting, and you have to upgrade the house after a few years. more money and property prices should go up every year and feeling together a joint happiness in the property prices going up. All this illusion Krishna is talking about to us. Don't fall into that trap, he's saying. It is such a big illusion, isn't it? When you work in the office, you will see people talking about their, how each one of them discussing how much their property prices have gone up. And the whole thing goes and crashes one day and they sit there like this, crying for all what has happened. If that should not happen, griheshu adidivad vasan, that detachment from this world is necessary in all these circumstances. Krishna is saying here, if you give importance to all these house prices going up, share market going up, what possibility you have for understanding about Krishna consciousness? That is Krishna's question to us. If you are busy with what we do, we want that and we want this also. And that won't work. That is the point Krishna is making. Minimize that and stay with this. This will work, provided we keep the other to the minimum. That is why all these things are spoken. These are verses worthwhile reflecting a lot. These verses. Because Krishna has a reason to say these things to us. It is in our character, our nature to live like that. To live the way Krishna is pointing out. That our tendencies are such that, of course, this is like a Puranam, you can write about this. This whole thing, what Krishna is saying here. Because it's our own life, isn't it? So you can write about that as much as you want. How the illusion has driven in different directions. Going on holidays together, enjoying that holidays, earning a lot of money, buying, shopping all the time for the house. All these are householder happiness, isn't it? And once you get absorbed in that, kudumbeshu na sajeda na pramadyeda kudumbyavi grihe vipaschil na sharam pashel adrishtam abhidrishtavad. How many householders think like that? When one day, if we develop this, what will happen? Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, very place where you are taking shelter every moment, thinking that everything is permanent, everything is permanent. Material nature will one day come very heavily on us and smash it down the whole thing. At that time we will open our eyes and start thinking, why did this all happen? But then it is too late to do anything about it. This is why it is spoken, all these things. If that should not happen, from day one Krishna says, beware of this in householder life. Material nature has this one job given to her by Krishna. What is that job? Wherever you find this attachment building up, smash it down there. So Maya will allow you to build up the attachment in some form, in family life. So all this problem is in family life. It's not in the Brahmachari ashram or in the Sannyas ashram. It is in the householder, Grihastha ashram, all this problem. So that is where all this attachment builds up. And the attachment develops into a big problem later on. And if you say anything, the householder will find it very, very disturbing also. So Krishna is saying here that the griheshu atidivad vasan. If you always think yourself you are a guest in the house and don't allow yourself to get too attached to the home and family, then nirmamo niraham krataha. That there is no mamatvam, there is no mamata, mine, this feeling. And nirahankrita, that I am that the pride that is building up from that. There were many, many great householders who were like that. You should not think that all householders are in the same category. Great, great personalities. They were householders, at the same time they were liberated souls as well. They were liberated souls as well. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, Sudeva Goswami deliberately glorifies one or two householders like that. If you observe that, you will see there. Although Sudeva Goswami is an avadhuta, isn't it? He doesn't belong to any varnashrama dharma. He is in a much higher state. But still, when he saw in the Srimad Bhagavatam, when he was talking about the royal family in Mithila, Sita Devi's family, Janaka families, all the kings who were there, they were all of them were householders, and at the same time they were all self-realized. Why? Because they lived like this, in this way. That was their greatness. Sudeva Goswami gives a very special tribute to the royal family in the Mithila for this reason. That Atmadandra Atmavidya Visharadaha. Alpavidya Visharada. They were highly realized and specialist knowledge they had on the process of self-realization. Alpavidya Visharada. And at the same time, Graheshwabi, they were all householders as well. Imagine that. And Sukadeva Goswami goes to Janaka to get instructed in spiritual knowledge. Imagine that. Janaka is a householder. Sukadeva Goswami is an avadhuta. And Vedavyasa Maharshi sent Sukadeva Goswami to see Janaka and to get instructed on spiritual life. So imagine what Vedavyasa Maharshi thought about Janaka. Janaka's glory, if you start describing it, is unlimited. No other king has got his name into Bhagavad Gita like Janaka has. Isn't it? Asthido Janaka Adaya, it says there, the Bhagavad Gita. So Sukadeva Goswami respects Janaka because of that. Being a householder, able to maintain such a high standard of the self-realized platform all the time. And Krishna never forgot Janaka when he wanted to talk about Bhagavad Gita. He says to Arjuna, Arjuna, there were personalities like this, Asido Janakadeya, who were householder, at the same time they maintained their self-realized state all the time. They didn't fall from that. Even if we don't become Janaka, doesn't matter. But at least if we can get through this life without too much of a pain, that is the great credit. That's the biggest credit. That's why Krishna is saying here, Ittham parimrishan mukto griheshu adhidivan vasan na grihai anubhadyeda nirmamo niraham kridaha. Then, without that false pride inside, mithyabhimanam, without that, if we stay in the house, that if you stay in the house, that without mine, me and mine, without that attachment, if you live in the house, Krishna says, you will not get bound, even in the householder life, if you live like that, without getting attached. Then, then what is known as ashrama vikalpam? If you are in a particular ashrama, every ashrama has got its own vikalpam. Brahmachari ashrama has its vikalpam. Vanaprastha ashram has got its vigalpam. Sannyasa ashram has got its vigalpam. Grihastha ashram has also got its own vigalpam. Vigalpam means that in that particular ashram, what problems it can create and when we should leave that ashram. These things. This is all vigalpam. Because a lot of thoughts will come through in householder life also. If you say in a householder life, one is engaged in the Grihastha ashramam. Naturally, Krishna has warned here not to get attached anywhere, but to go through it in a very detached way. But even while in that state, at some point you have to move on from one ashram to another ashram. From Grihastha ashram to Sannyasa ashram, or Vanaprastha ashram to Sannyasa ashram. All that thing are there. But ashrama vikalpam, what will happen? Karma bergrahamedhiye ishtva mameva bhaktiman tishted vanam vo upavished prajavan va parivrajen. Karma bergrahamedhiye ishtva mameva bhaktiman tishted vanam vo upavished prajavan va parivrajen. Grihastaha grihamedhiyehi karma bhihi mameva ishtva bhaktiman grihe eva tishted vanam va upavished. Prajavan parivrajet va. Grihastha, a householder, should engage in Krishna consciousness through his Grihastha ashramam, through his Grihastha ashramam or householder activities. And he can live at home as a devotee. And if it is becoming extremely difficult to live that life of a devotee, he should come out from the house. And he can become a Vanaprastha ashram. He can engage in Vanaprastha ashram. And on the other hand, if he is so renounced and detached from this world, Purna Vairagyam, complete Vairagyam has developed inside, then he can take to Sannyasa ashram. This is Krishna's instructions. Krishna is saying that the if the householder life sometimes can become unbearable, isn't it? Depends what kind of householder life we lead. It is not that you can blame anyone for that, because everyone due to prarabdham they brought together. And how householder life will turn out, nobody can say how it will all develop into, isn't it? Sometimes you see a lot of problems develops in the householder life. That's not, sometimes you cannot do anything about it. But if that happens, Krishna is saying here. Because if you remember earlier, Krishna also mentioned that in another verse earlier when we talked about bhakti. Gam dugda doham asadin jabhayam deham paradhinam asal prajam cham vittam tadarthi kridam angavajam heenam mayarakshadi dukkha dukhi. Dukkha dukhi, Krishna is saying there that a person's life is extreme distress. When what happens? Gam dugdha doham asadin jabharyam. That dugdha doham, that you have got a cow which you cannot get any milk from that cow. What will you do with that cow? What's the point? Asadin jabharyam. That you have husband and wife cannot get on very well. Always problem. What to do? Krishna says, don't get disappointed if that happens. Asadin jabharyam. Gam dugda doham asadin jabharyam deham paradhenam. This all can happen in householder life. Relationship between husband and wife falls into problems. What should one do if that happens? Or deham paradhenam. Material body is under somebody else's control, isn't it? Material body is under someone else's control. Deham paradhinam. What is that paradhinam? Paradhinam means deham paradhinam asal prajam cha. Deham paradhinam. Paradhinam means material body is always under somebody else's control. If you think about it, when you are children, the parents, it is the control of the parents. The body is under the control of the parents. When you are grown up, it is under the control of the family. Wife, children, they demand, expect a lot of things from the husband. Or if you are employed somewhere, the employer has a right over your life. 8 to 9 to 5, at least. He has got the right, sometimes more than that. So everybody has got a share in you, in your body, in some way or the other. Deham paradhinam. Now added to that, asal prajam cha. If you get children also, if you call him this way, he'll go that way. What will you do? If you get a child like that, asad prajam cha. Never want, will listen to anything, whatever you say to him. So a man is put into all this situation. What should he do? That is a question. Krishna is asking this. Krishna says, vitam tutarthi kridam. All this is a problem in life. Problem with the wife, with the children. Family life is in a completely frustration everywhere. And then added to that, he has made a lot of money also to maintain this family. Vitam tutarthi kridam. But that money is not earned properly. It's earned in the wrong way. All kinds of shoddy dealings. And earned in the wrong way. Always frightened. Somebody will take it away from some government, may take it away, IR, Indian Revenue will take it away, or whatever. All that fear also inside. Vitam tadarthi kridam angavajam heenam mayarakshadi dukha dukhi. Krishna says, if a situation happens in life like that, from it's not happened, it just happened due to the circumstances and to the prarabdham. It happened like that. Angavajam heenam mayarakshadi. That there is only one option he has got. What is that? Vajam heenam maya rakshadi dukha dukhi. That if he simply glorifies Krishna without caring anything in this world, let everything else go in its own way. Let me take to Krishna consciousness seriously. Krishna says he will escape at the end. He will escape at the end. Because he has learned the lesson, burned the fingers in the householder life. And you have found out, there are many people like that. You can observe yourself. There are many people in this situation in this world who are going through this. Many of us also, in the same way, go through this fire of material life. And we have no control. We want to control everything, but it cannot be done anything about it. Krishna is saying like that before. So after saying all this, now here he says here, karma virgraha medhiyai ishtvama ameva bhaktiman tishtved vanam upavishay prajavanva parivrajen. He can live at home as a devotee. Otherwise, he can leave home. From the Varnashrama Dharmam, that is how he is spoken. Earlier Krishna mentions that if a situation happens in life, suppose your body has given away, no strength in the body or the mind, to leave home and to, where would you go if you leave home? So that question will come, isn't it? And if you are sick also, it creates another difficult situation. So at that time, Vanaprastha Ashrama may not be possible, or Sannyasa Ashrama may not be possible if the body is sick. But if you have to stay home still, and everything else gone in the wrong way, that is when Krishna is saying that, Vajam Heenam Maya Rakshati Dukha Dukhi. Although you are in a distressed state, at least use the tongue to chant the holy name and escape from this hell. That is the advice. Vajam Heenam Maya Rakshati Dukha Dukhi means basically what Krishna is saying is chant my holy name. That's all it is. But spoken in a much more strong language there. Gam Dugda Doham Asadim Jabhayam Deham Paradhinam. Each word is important. Deham Paradhinam. One day this body will give away. It won't be there. It won't listen to you. Body will go its own way. That is another destiny carved out for the body. It will take that route. You won't have any control over it. Deham Paradhinam. Then you were thinking that all the children will look after you at that time. Asal Prajam Cha. Children, better not to say anything about them, because as I said, that they don't want to see you at that time. What to talk about looking after you? They don't want that hassle. Asal Prajam Cham. And then Vittam Todarthi Gridamangam Vajam Heenam Maya Rakshati Dukha Dukhi. If a situation happens like that, the only choice what he has is to chant Hare Krishna. That is the best choice what he has got, to chant the holy name and escape from that hell. There is no other way. But that was spoken in that state. Now Krishna is saying here that as a devotee, if you have lived your household life, and if the household life at a particular time, you can, executing your household life, you can move on to Vanaprastha Ashramam. And if you are completely renounced, perfect renunciation, Vairagyam has developed inside, you can hand over the family life to the children or the eldest son and take to Sannyasa Ashram. Take to Sannyasa Ashram. Because this process, Krishna is saying earlier also, Krishna mentioned Ashramal Ashramam Gachet. That is the principle. If you look some time ago, Krishna mentioned Ashrama in the verse 38. If you look, you will see there. Griham Vanam Opavishel Bravarajedva Dijotamaha Ashramad Ashramam Gachel Anyatha Malparascharel Malpara Ashrama Ashramam Gachel Anyatha Nacharet. One should never bypass the ashram and move on to a higher ashram. You should go from one ashramam to the next ashram. Brahmachari to Grahastha, Grahastha to Vanaprastha, Vanaprastham to Sannyasam. That is the recommended process. And Anyatha Malparascharet. But you should not stay in a state without any ashramam, without following any ashrama rules. Either you follow Brahmachari rules, or you follow householder rules, or Vanaprastha rules, or Sannyasam rules, one of them. So, now, so that is a instruction to those who are following Varnashrama Dharmam in this world. After saying that, in the next three verses, if you get attached to householder life, what will happen? The warning, strong, much more stronger warning. And these three verses, worthwhile remembering, because this is the real danger signal here. Yastu asakta madirgehe പുത്രവിത്തൈഷണാതുര സ്ത്രൈണ കൃപണധീർമൂഢോ മമാഹം ഇതി ബധ്യതേ. യസ്തു ആസക്തമതിർഗേഹ പുത്രവിത്തൈഷണാതുര സ്ത്രൈണ കൃപണ ധീ മൂഢോ മമാഹം ഇതി ബധ്യതേ. യഗേഹേ അൻ ആസക്തമതി, വൺ ഹൂ ഈസ് എക്സസീവ്ലി അറ്റാച്ച്ഡ് ടു ദി ഹോം, ടു അറ്റാച്ച്ഡ് ഹോം. പുത്രം വിത്തം ഏഷണ ആതുര, പുത്രവിത്തേഷണ. നോർമലി ഹൗസ് ഹോൾഡ് വാട്ട് ഈസ് നോൺ ആസ് ഏഷണ ത്രയം, ത്രീ ഏഷണ, പുത്രേഷണ വിത്തേഷണ ലോകേഷണ, ത്രീ തിങ്സ് ദാറ്റ്സ് കോൾഡ് ഏഷണാത്രയം. എസ്കേപ്പിംഗ് ഫ്രം ഏഷണാത്രയം ഈസ് എ വെരി ഡിഫിക്കൽട്ട് തിങ്. വാട്ട് ഈസ് ദാറ്റ്? അറ്റാച്ച്മെൻറ്റ് ടു ദ ചിൽഡ്രൻ, ദാറ്റ് ഈസ് പുത്രേഷണ. അറ്റാച്ച്മെൻറ്റ് ടു ദ വെൽത്ത്, ദാറ്റ് ഈസ് വിത്തേഷണ. ആൻഡ് ലോകേഷണ, ലോകേഷണ മീൻസ് ഹിസ് റെപ്യൂട്ടേഷൻ ഇൻ ദ വേൾഡ്, ഹൗ ദ സൊസൈറ്റി തിങ്സ് അബൌട്ട് ദി പേഴ്സൺ. സോ പുത്രവിത്തേഷണ ആതുരാഹ, ദീ ശേഷണത്രയം ഈസ് ഓൾവേസ് ഹോൾഡിംഗ് ഹിം വെരി സ്ട്രോങ്ലി. സ്ത്രൈണ, ദാറ്റ് ബിക്കോസ് ഓഫ് ദിസ് അറ്റാച്ച്മെൻറ്റ് ടു ദ വുമൻ, വൈൽ ടോക്കിംഗ് അബൌട്ട് എ മാൻ, അറ്റാച്ച്മെൻറ്റ് ടു ദി വുമൻ. കൃപണ, കൃപണ മീൻസ് കാർപ്പണ്യം, മൈസേർലിനെസ്. That happens to him. This word karpanyam we have to understand. In the Bhagavad Gita you see this word karpanyam, isn't it? Karpanya dosha bahrat svabhava prachamitvam dharma sammoda chedaha, isn't it? Krishna says to Arjuna, you have become very miser. What does it miser means? What is this actual miser means? Miser means, Krishna is saying to Arjuna, that you have been given this body for a very higher purpose. Instead of using that body for self-realization, if you use it for petty things, then you are a kripana, miser you are. You don't know how to use it properly. Using it for some petty things. That means using this life for maintaining a family, using this life for maintaining your reputation in this world, or using your life for acquiring wealth in this world, things like that. That's all considered to be petty. So that's why it says here, Kripana Strainaha Kripana Dhi. Kripana is Karpanyam. Whereas if one uses his intelligence and strength, what he has got in this life, for realizing the truth, Krishna consciousness, self-realization, Krishna says he is dhiraha, he is a real courageous person, he is strong, he is a hero in Krishna's eyes, he is a hero in Krishna's eyes. Dhiraha, strainaha, kribanadhi, and Krishna says moodha, he is a moodha, he says. Krishna and all the acharyas likes calling us this word moodha. It seems to be their favorite word while addressing us. He takes great pleasure. Krishna says moodha moodha so many times in the Bhagavad Gita, moodha moodha. Bhagavadam also, there are places, many places you will see this word moodha. Acharyas also says moodha mathe, he says bhaja govindam bhaja govindam govindam bhaja moodha mathe moodha yuva. They are not saying that with any vengeance towards us. Seeing our intelligence, they are addressing us because they couldn't find any other better word than to address us. So they have used that word, moodha. Mamaham iti badhyade. And because of that ignorance in us, what will happen? He will become bound by that. Mamaham, me and mine. Mama, aham. Me, aham and mama. Aham amedi, isn't it? Aham amedi, me and mine. This will become very strong in that household life. And thinking about that, who am I now? I'm such an important person. Oh, what's all I have got? I've got all these things. And this is how that builds up inside. Mamaham iti badhyade. He gets bound by that. That's what Krishna is saying here. Then, and in the next verse, a person who has become like that, how will he act in this world? And that Krishna himself is portraying as though someone he is seeing in front of him in that way. He is presenting that to us. How he will be crying in this world. And that's a beautiful verse. Aho me pitarav vriddha bharya bhalalpajalpajaha anadha mamrde dinaha katham jivandi dukhidaha. Aho me pitarav vriddha bharya bhalalpajalpajaha అనాథామామృతే దీనాః కథం జీవంతి దుఃఖిదాః. అహోమే పితరౌ వృద్ధౌ భార్యా బాలాల్పజాల్పజాః అనాథా మామృతే దీనాః కథం జీవంతి దుఃఖిదాః. హి సేస్ అహోమే వృద్ధౌ పితరౌ బాలాల్పజా భార్యా అనాథాః ఆల్మజాః చ మామృతే దీనాః దుఃఖిదాః చ కథం జీవంతి. He is feeling morose and unhappy, thinking like this. What is he thinking? My old parents, father, mother, and I have got to look after them, and I have got small children whom I have to care for them, and my beloved beautiful wife who is with me, and all these children, they will all be helpless if I leave them. And how will they be looked? Who will look after them? Who will look after them? And how will I live if in their absence? This is how strong that binding, the bondage, builds up in the mind. Ahome pitarav vriddha bhairya bala almaja almaja and anadha mamrate dinam katham jivandi dukhidaha. He will think like that, and he will be very, very concerned about the life in this world, thinking about all these things. So therefore, many, many great sannyasis, they say like this, that in the householder's mind, he always thinks that it is because of his presence that the householder, the life is going on, the family life is going on properly. So sometimes people come with this question and approach some realized souls about it. So what they will tell them is that at least for about 6 months you leave home and go somewhere. Don't tell them where you are going and just go away, because you are thinking that, oh, I can't stay away from home even one night, one day. Most of the people have this problem, householder life, they say like that. If I stay away for one day, what will happen? Who will run the family? I've got all these dependents on me. So what's going to happen to them? You may say like that. So if such a situation happens, what they suggest is, just leave home and go away for 6 months somewhere. And after 6 months, when you come back, you will see things were running much better than when you were there. This is how householder life is. You are thinking, when you are there, you are thinking that, oh, if I go away for one day from home, the whole householder life is going to collapse. Think like that and you go. But what they are saying to us is, you leave and go, and you see, after 6 months you come back, householder life was running much better than when, because in other words, we are the problem in the householder life. No, there is no other problem. Our mind and all the false illusions that we have built up in the head, and what Krishna mentioned to us before, the attachment we have created with people and suffering from that. Because this attachment is like that, the very nature of attachment is like that. It will come and disturb in different ways, whether it's husband, wife, doesn't matter. But ultimately Krishna says, Aho me pitarav vriddha bhaarya bhala alpaja alpajam anadha mamrade dhina katham jivanti dukhidah. Who will look after them? There is a saying like this, that in the old houses, made of wood, like in these beams and all, you will sometimes see lizards holding on to the beam. But the lizard is thinking, I am supporting this beam. That's what the lizard is thinking, that I am supporting the beam. One day all the lizards met together and decided that we are not going to support this beam anymore. The house is going to fall down. And it is the same kind of illusion, like the lizard has got while supporting the beam. The householder is also thinking, I am supporting the family. If I wasn't there, this whole family would have been in trouble. This is all Maya's another game. That's what Krishna is saying here. Whether you are there, you are not there, the family life will go on. That family, what has to happen, will happen. That is not going to change anyway. But if one is somehow stuck in the family life, Krishna's advice to us is, Kudumbeshu na sajjeda, na pramadyeda kudumbavi. That's why all these verses addressing the householder. Understanding the householder. If we factually understand how householder life is, like the way Krishna has spoken, there is nothing much to get disturbed over it. Whatever happens will happen. Many, many great householders have lived like that. Whatever happens in life, some householders, they were so advanced spiritually because there was so much distress in life that has come on a daily basis. Wife getting sick, children getting sick, financial difficulties, all kinds of problems. But in this whole fire burning, they became spiritually very strong and came out successfully in spiritual life. They became perfect in their spiritual life. This also has happened in this very world, what we are talking about. That they understood that, you can see that example in many, many cases. We talked about this before also. There was the case of Socrates, isn't it? It was a householder. Socrates' life was that his wife used to abuse him all the time, all the time. And Socrates used to sit together and discuss with his disciples about philosophical discussions. Socrates was a great realized personality. So while discussing different things, wife never used to feel happy about it, not doing anything for the home, busy with discussing philosophy. She could not understand why so important things to discuss in life. So one day, the wife got so upset with him that she brought a pot of water and poured the whole water on his head while he was talking to his disciples or whoever was with him. So Socrates smiled and said, "Till now it was thundering, it has started raining now," he says. This was the words that's come. That is the amount of that peace inside due to knowledge of the self. This is the result of that. Otherwise it's not possible. What will have happened otherwise? Suppose somebody has thrown water at you, you'd have taken straight away the stick to go after her, isn't it? But when these things happen in family life, Krishna is saying here that if you have this consciousness, when things go wrong, you won't get agitated unnecessarily. Knowing very well what it is this householder life is all about. But because we don't think in that way, we always think that, oh, I'm running the householder life, and everything has to be perfect in the householder life. Everything should happen. There should be an ideal wife, ideal children. Everything should act with full respect, and they should give me with and treat me properly. And we should all have a relationship in that way. That's all dreamland. It won't work. It's not going to work. What will happen is here, Krishna is saying here, you get more and more deeply involved in that. What will happen? Aho me pitarau vriddha. Same way, attachment towards parents also, it can drive you into that situation, if you are not careful about it. This does not mean that you shouldn't look after the parents or look after tomorrow onwards, so I'm leaving home. I'm leaving everything to Krishna from tomorrow onwards. I'm my responsibility. That is not what the verse is saying. Please don't misunderstand. What Krishna is saying here is, why living in that, not in there? You can stay, the boat can stay in the water. Water should not get inside the boat. That's the Bhagavad Dharma. Principle is like that. You can stay inside the family, but family life should not get inside. That's what it is. Ahome pitarau vriddhau bharya balalpajalpajau. If you run away, what will happen? That is also you have to remember. These families have been brought together to settle the account from previous lifetime. That's why they are together. If you don't settle the account now, you have to settle somewhere else later on. You can't escape from that in any way. Because material nature, Prakriti, Maya, she has put us together and she knows when to separate us also in that way. When sufficient vairagyam comes inside and when you feel that situation has developed, Maya will tell you, now you are released from this, go and do what you want. Sannyasam or freedom from this entanglement or the bondage will come at that point. Otherwise it's not going to happen. That's the point Krishna is making here. So, evam grihashayakshipta hridayo mudadhirayam adruptastha anudhyayan mrudhondham vishade tamaha. Krishna's conclusion of the chapter, householder chapter. Evam grihashayakshipta hridayo mudadhirayam adruptastha anudhyayan mrudhondham vishade tamaha. Evam grihashayakshipta hridayo mudadhirayam atruptastan anudhyayan mrudho antham vishade tamaha. Evam grihashaya akshipta hridayah. In this way, a person who has got caught up in the householder life, grihashayam. Grihashaya means these ideas about householder life is very strong in his mind. Akshipta hridayah. And he is completely stuck in that. That person, mudha, he is such a mudha. Dhi, his intelligence is like that. I am adruptasthan anudhyayan. Then he will never be satisfied. Why is that? He wants to enjoy that. Vasana he has created is such. Adruptasthan anudhyayan. Always dissatisfied. That person will be always dissatisfied. You can see that person always dissatisfied. Anudhyayan grudhondam vishade tamaham. Then never satisfied, even after enjoying all this happiness in this world, and he will keep on thinking about it, and finally what will happen? He will go to the very lower species of life. Very lower species of life. So you can see, it's not for smiling, huh? It's not something to smile about. It's a very serious thing. Krishna is saying this, if you get stuck in the householder life like that, and if that becomes the whole priority of life, what will happen is, accept a very lower body in the nija nija. He says, mṛdho adruttasthāna nudhyāyan mṛdho andham viṣade tamāha. Then he will go down to such lower levels or species of life where there is no possibility of any spiritual knowledge or realization. Any knowledge or realization. In Kapila Maharshi, while talking to Devahuti Devi, also exactly says the same thing. He mentions there, isn't it? He mentions to Kapila Vasudeva, says to Devahuti Devi, that Kapilam, what is known as the Kapilam, which is the Kapila Maharshi's instructions, five chapters, from chapter 25 to 33, in the third canto, you can read Kapilam. There, householders, responsibilities and duties mentioned. Exactly what Krishna is saying here, Kapila Maharshi also says to Devahuti Devi. Kapila Kraniruditvam Devahutye Negadi. Devahuti asks the question and in answer, that is why Kapila Maharshi's and Devahuti Devi's marriage is shown in the Bhagavadam. Bhagavadam normally is not very serious about this marriage business. Except Krishna's marriages. Though another important marriage is spoken in the Srimad Bhagavatam is Kapila Vasudevs and Devahuti Devi. Why? Because they were an ideal householder couple. How they lived with great austerities and penances, and both of them fixed on Krishna consciousness and self-realization process. Because of that they were given ahaha. Otherwise what will happen, he says, ahaha bahula himsam sanchitartai kudumbam pratidinam anupushnan strijito balalali. What happens to the householder is, ahaha bahula himsam, he will engage in all kinds of sinful activities. Sinful activities means to make money. That is the householder's first duty, isn't it? To make money, he will go all the way out in the wrong way. All kinds of wheelings and dealings in this world to make money. Ahaha bahula himsam, what for? Sanchidarthai kudumbam, to protect the family. Pratidinam, every day. Anupushnan, that his job is only this. What is that? Stri jito balalali. That he is not able to come out of the control of the wife. Feeling so close attachment to the wife. Making wife happy throughout life has made his goal. Making the wife as happy. That is his goal. Pratidinam anupushnan stri jito balalali. Plus, he considers that children has to be always that attachment, balalali, means that attachment to the children is also very strong inside. Because of that, srijido balalali vishadihi grihasaktam. In such a way, a person get very deeply attached to the family life. Yadanam ayyabhaktaha. Then what is happening to him? There is no possibility of cultivating Krishna consciousness there. Yadanam ay abhakta, he becomes abhakta, means non-devotee. He'll become a non-devotee. And that will be the result of such a householder life. Kapila tanuriditvam devahutye negadi. Kapila Maharshi mentioned this to Devahuti Devi. And that's exactly what Krishna is also saying in the to Uddhava. So Bhagavatam is a great guidebook for householders from that point. And you can see there are householders' life mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Wherever you observe, you will see they lived that ideal householder life. So many personalities like that in the Bhagavatam. Kapila Maharshi and Devahuti Devi. And there is others also. In different places you will see how they lived a householder life, proper householder life. So with that we'll finish that chapter, and after 10-15 minutes we'll continue with Bhagavad Gita.